What's up, everybody?
That intro is because I'm feeling a little spicy towards Andrew right now because moments ago, he made fun of my word flub.
2016, so long. Go it.
It's pretty common knowledge that you can make fun of yourself and not someone else. Or like someone else can make fun of
you. I think it's a great catchphrase. I want to say it all the time.
I'm Asa, and to my lovely left is Mr. Andrew. We are bringing you your weekly game chat yet again.
The good stuff.
And if you're wondering, wow, Asa, that sickness has not let you go. We actually filmed this on the same day as last week's. A little bit of movie magic spoiled for you. I apologize. But it's just the way it is.
Because in real life, you're actually not even here.
That's right. The reason this is happening so early is because Friday the 24th, I will be leaving to go to the happiest place on earth, and that is Disney World in Florida. Wow. I've never been. That is why I'm wearing my Flynn Rider shirt, hashtag Tangled, hashtag Here Comes the Smolder.
I'm wearing my Star Wars shirt.
That is also Disney. When I go down there,
okay.
And you know they have the Star Wars show,
yeah.
And they let kids come up and like battle Darth Vader.
No, you're not. You're gonna do it.
If I don't get to go up there, I'm gonna shove my way to the stage.
You're not.
I'm going to force choke that kid off the stage, and then I will beat down Darth Vader.
Oh my gosh!
It's my birthday. I can do what I want. On my way down, you better believe I'm gonna be getting some gaming done. We are driving. That is going to be miserable because it's a 16-hour drive.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill up the space with sleeping and gaming. So I'm going to bring my phone and my 3DS. You should be like proud of me. I want to bring my phone. I want to do some gaming on there.
Wow.
I know.
Well, listen, I never said that I love like phone games.
No, but
I was just trying to give you a different point of reason. And for those of you who don't know, watch our previous episode, Mobile versus Handheld.
This is kind of like
part two. This is kind of like part two.
I mean,
you can watch it and not really care about the other part.
Yeah, they won't really matter to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Nintendo's been killing it. You know, aside from Miitomo, but Pokemon Go, I'm going to go freaking insane on Pokemon Go.
You want to know something? I thought it had died.
What?
Yes, I thought it died. I kid you not.
No.
Last night at Easton, I saw a group of people, like a large group of people, like probably like 30 to 40 people,
yeah,
walking around Pokemon Going together.
Yes.
I was joking. I said it looked like a herd of walkers.
Oh my gosh.
But it's just a show. Like I thought it was dead. I thought it was just a summer fad. It's not. People are still doing it.
I mean, it had some ups and downs, and I'm actually writing an article about it. You know, we'll put it up on borderlineentertainment.com where you can check that out. But I think the reason that you're seeing so many people is because the Johto region from Pokemon Gold and Silver came out. So there's like over 80 new Pokemon.
Right.
It's so exciting.
Right,
so.
I did see that.
But I've got Fire Emblem Heroes and Mario Run, Super Mario Run.
Mm-hmm. I played that.
Yeah. I mean, I bought it. So talking about Nintendo on the go, you know what happens this week, right? Merry Switchmas! The Nintendo Switch comes out this week, and we are so freaking excited.
Yeah.
Now, sadly, I will be gone when it comes out. I can't even play it. That's okay. And then Legend of Zelda.
You did pre-order it, right?
I did. Yeah, but so. I subsequently had to cancel it because getting married, I only have so much money.
Yeah.
Although, I'm trying to convince my lady as well. But then also, I'm going to be in Florida.
Right, so you wouldn't even be able to play.
I'm not even getting back till like that Sunday, right. I think. So there's gonna be no point, and I'm afraid that, you know, GameStop will let it go. That freaks me out.
I'll work on Andrea. Well,
yeah,
I'll make it happen. I'm excited though. The games look good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at the specs too much, but I'm assuming they're okay.
That's a good question to bring up. I've got some specs right here, not a whole lot. And again, I apologize that I'm reading so much of this. Just the sickness has affected my ability to focus and remember things. In case you didn't know, it's $2.99 right off the bat.
Yep, I did know that.
That $2.99, did I note that? Yes, I did.
It gets you just so, like the basics.
You get the grip for, you get the Joy-Con grip. Now, the Joy-Con grip that you get in the box is not a charging grip, which doesn't make sense, but whatever. Of course, you get the console itself. That goes without saying. You get a dock. You get, of course, your L&R Joy-Cons, and you get your cables. I thought it was kind of weird that they didn't pack in a title, you know, kind of like Wii Sports.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like the time to do that. I love the Wii U, but it was unequivocally a flop. So $2.99 doesn't seem like that's that bad of a price. But when you add how much extra things cost,
it builds.
Like if you want the Pro Controller, it's like $80. Joy-Cons themselves are, I think they're 40 or 50 a piece, and then like 80 or 70 together.
Hmm.
You know, like it starts to add up. If you want another dock, like then the dock doesn't do anything outstanding besides, you know, put it onto the TV.
Right. Yeah.
The dock is like $90. The screen is 6.2 inches, 720 display.
Does it put out to 4K?
I don't think so.
What's the point?
There were some patents about like an updated Switch. I have to do more research on that. But it kind of looks like they're kind of future-proofing the Switch so that there might be a 4K one, there might be VR capabilities, which I thought was crazy. But as of right now, no.
I'm just imagining, like, for VR, it's like Mario Run, and you're like, you have to, like, run in place, but then all the people who would run into, like, their TV.
Or you're wearing it outside. And you're just running up and down the street.
You're like holding your Switch as you're like running. Like
that would be the dream.
Is there like a range that you can take it, or is it
no?
It's just that tablet.
Because the tablet is the console.
See, I'm still confused by it, but I'm enamored.
The dock is literally nothing besides putting it on the TV. Hmm. You know, maybe charging it. I believe it's got like 32 gigs of onboard memory. You can upgrade that with SD cards. I believe they said up to 2 terabytes, which I don't think those are even real yet. And besides, a 250 gig micro SD card is like $150. So can you imagine a 2 terabyte? Like that's insane. But yeah, so there's like memory. The games are going to be cartridges. So I suggest if you're not going to shell out big cash for upgrading your memory, you might not want to download your games.
Right.
Like, just keep the cartridge.
Right.
Battery life, I think, is like 3 hours. Okay. So if you're taking it on the go, parents, if you're giving it to your kids, which I don't know why you would let your kid take that to school, $300 machine. Yeah, don't do that.
Don't.
But 3 hours battery life isn't bad. It's not great. I would prefer it to be a little bit longer. I mean, that's shorter than a DualShock 4 controller,
right?
Which is a little sad. And the Joy-Cons themselves last like 40 hours. What are you going to do when the system shuts down? You're like, well, my Joy-Con still works.
Just pretend like you're doing it.
Yeah. The Joy-Cons themselves are pretty fascinating. They have this thing called HD Rumble. So normally controllers have the Rumble.
Right, yeah, Rumble Pack, yeah.
Xbox One kind of went a step further and put like the haptic vibrations in the triggers, which is pretty cool. And this is apparently, and I haven't got to test it yet, I've just, you know, read about it, but you could feel like if you were playing a game and it was like a glass, you know, the Joy-Con was simulated as a glass, you could feel the ice cubes individually moving around.
It's like probably with Legend of Zelda, you can like feel like the bow. And like the string probably, like the different textures in that?
Yeah, and like individually. Huh. Like that's crazy.
That's weird.
It blows my mind. Like there is some serious tech in those Joy-Cons. So I just, when you say it's just another console launch, like it's not, man. I think Nintendo, whereas they still have some issues to work out with this, they are being old school Nintendo of innovation. They're not trying to be just another HD black box.
This is what you wanted from Nintendo for a long time.
It is.
So
I miss those days where they were like the innovators. Look at the GameCube. It was like a lunchbox. And then you look at the Wii U and it was like a VCR that nobody cared about. What is coming out this week, especially for Switch, that people need to look out for?
I mean, the first one...
Oh, dang. My nipples are hard. Have they been this hard the whole time?
I don't know. I don't look at your nipples.
Well, I am going to put on a sweatshirt.
I was just about to tell you your favorite game that's coming out.
No, you tell me, and I'm going to put these glass cutters away.
It's The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And that's coming out, and that's, I think that's on everyone's, like, number one game that they want to play.
Right.
Next is 1-2 Switch. Next is, I Am Setsuna.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo Switch. Just Dance 2017.
You could be a carrot.
Again. Skylanders Imaginators. Super Boomerang.
It's not Boomerang.
I'm sorry, Bomberman.
Read it the right way.
I did read it. I read it. It says Bomberman
R.
R. Not Boomerang. As I did think the first time I read that. World of Goo. Are they doing Splatoon?
They are. Splatoon 2.
Right.
Is going to be coming out in the summer months.
Okay, cool.
And then other games that are kind of coming over from that Wii U era. Super Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is another one. I don't remember when that one's coming out. But, yeah, those are the big ones.
Okay, that's what...
So waiting to hear about Smash.
Putting on your radar.
Your weirdar. Put it on your weirdar.
Put on your weirdar.
Don't forget.
No, we will show up on your weirdar.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm actually excited about this one.
Yes, me too.
I think it looks really cool.
I've been going on media blackout because I just want to be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Torment, Tides of Numenera.
Yeah, I mean...
I've never seen anything about that.
I looked up some stuff when you were researching this. And it looks...
Thank you for doing that.
Interesting. I mean, I don't really care about it, but yeah. Someone might.
So that's what's coming out. What are you playing?
The weekend, that is the week of this episode, I probably won't be playing too much.
Right. I mean, because Disneyland and
I won't get back till Sunday, so... But, you know, on the way home, mobile games, Hearthstone, 3DS stuff.
I will be travailing around Skyrim.
In the original or the remastered?
The remastered.
Okay.
Remastered. I got that for Christmas, so.
Still haven't played it.
That's all we have today with Game Chat. That's the end.
It is the end.
It's the end of a great episode. Switchmas. It's a great time.
Merry Switchmas, everybody.
We're all loving each other.
Let us know if you're getting it and what you think about it.
Be sure to follow, like, subscribe, stalk, share.
Did you say stalk?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
That's true. I mean, we're pretty stalkable.
Go to our Patreon page and become a patron. $1. Yes. $1 a month.
Preferably more.
But
$1 if you, at the least.
Just that's like the most basic one, and you get early access and access to exclusive Patreon content.
And you help us make more stuff. Thank you everybody for watching. Hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you next week.
We're out.
Saya. See, that's what I did, and it was gay, and that was kind of gay looking.
Nuh-uh.